Hey, what's going on, guys? It's your boy JP. Just wanted to let you know, before you listen to this podcast, there is a little bit of swearing and cursing. So if you are with children in the car, or you're very sensitive to language, or you get offended easily, or that kind of stuff, this might be a podcast that you want to skip. If not, you're really going to enjoy this one. This is one of my favorite podcasts I think I have done so far. Jason, Netta, and Willow were great. I had such a fun time chatting with them, and I think you're really going to like it too. Let me know what you think in the comments at robiswebsite.com. Definitely tweet me afterwards, and looking forward to being with you guys throughout Big Brother Canada 4 in this season. It's going to be a lot of fun covering it, and I can't wait for it to get started. So sit back, relax, enjoy, and I'll let Ryan Elder take it away.
It's the reality TV, the happy hour, with Jordan Parhar. Cause you can't spell Parhar without R-H-A-P.
R-H-A-P.
Reality TV, the happy hour. Reality TV, the happy hour. Oh, yeah.
It's 2 o'clock in Vancouver right now, but it's 5 o'clock somewhere, which means it's time for another edition of the Reality TV Happy Hour. What's going on, everybody? My name is Jordan Parhar, and here today I'm going to be talking with you about Big Brother Canada 4. That's right, BB Can 4 is about to start. I'm super excited to get this thing going. I can't believe we're already here. It feels like I was in the house just yesterday. To preview the season, last night I was on with Rob Sesternino to do a little cast assessment. But today what we're doing for you on the Happy Hour is we're going to do a little fantasy draft, just like we did for Big Brother 17, Survivor Cambodia, and Survivor Koh Rong. So this should go very smoothly, should be a lot of fun. And I have a great panel of guests to join me today. So I can't wait to get this thing started. We'll start beside me on the top, at least that's how it is on my camera. It might be different for everyone else. We're going to start with somebody who I'm a big fan of. She is also the victim of a blindside, although her blindside was like kind of different because it was more so like, wait, what? Why? It's a triple eviction and you're putting me on the block? Like, I don't really, why would you target me? I didn't do anything to you, but you know, it is what it is. She's great. You got to love her. It's the great Willow McDonald, everyone. Willow, how are you today?
I'm great, Jordan. Thank you for having me. I feel so honored.
I'm so honored to have you here, Willow. It's great. I got someone from BB Can 3 here. I figured I had to get somebody from my season, and you were the first one that came to mind. So happy to have you. All right. We're going to go below Willow on my screen. You know, there's a twist on Big Brother Canada 4 this season, in case you haven't heard, where there are going to be international house guests going in to the house this season. So I figured, you know what? Why don't we pull a little twist of our own on the Happy Hour? Let's get somebody who's international, get them in on this draft, interfere on this BB Can draft. So we went south of the border. We got somebody whose name also starts with a J, but he's definitely a lot more relevant than the American house guest that got asked to go back for BB Can 4. You might want to call him a wild card. Regardless of what you call him, though, he's great. It's from Big Brother 17, Jason Roy, ladies and gentlemen. Jason, how are you doing?
Good. How are you? I'm excited to be here.
I'm excited to have you, man. First time I've had you on the show, so this is fun. And another person who is making her first official appearance on the Happy Hour. She's come on some of these after shows sometimes. She's like hit her webcam, like so you couldn't see her face like this. It was like she had a little black box in front of her one time.
I had a face mask on.
She had a face mask on. She's from Big Brother Canada 2. She was recently named, according to the live feed correspondence from robhasawebsite.com, she was recently named the greatest player in the history of Big Brother Canada. She's one of my personal favorites of all time.
True, bitch.
It's Netta Kalantar, ladies and gentlemen. Don't call her Kalantar. Netta Kalantar.
And my cat.
And Netta's cat, that's right. Oh my gosh. He looks so comfy.
Say hi, Kalantar.
She's not my cat. Right. She's not pleased.
not pleased.
There's like too much fucking Big Brother talk lately.
Yeah, really, there has been a ton of stuff going around here. So this is, I'm sure she's probably very, very annoyed by it, but it is what it is. All right, guys, thanks so much for joining us today. I'm really excited to check this out. So if you want, before we get started, make sure to subscribe to the Rehappy Hour. Go to robiswebsite.com/Rehappy Hour. That's happy hour with an R at the front. Subscribe to us on YouTube as well. Reality TV Rehap Ups on YouTube. Make sure you never miss an episode. But yeah, what we're going to do is we're going to do a little, good old fashioned preseason draft, for Big Brother Canada 4. So we are going to take turns picking players to try, and we're going to take our shot, our best guesses as who we think is going to win this game. The winner of this draft is going to be whoever picks the winner. So it doesn't matter. There's none of this BS where it's like, oh, well, you know, someone is a have not this week. So like they lose a point. And like, there's all this, that's way too hard to keep track of. We're just going to do whoever has the winner, they win. Nice and simple. We're going to take turns doing that. We're each going to take four people, which means all 14 house guests are on the table to be selected, as well as the two wild cards. So if you select a wild card, you can pick the male wild card or the female wild card. So if you get the male wild card, that equals Jace or Tim, whoever gets voted in, or the female wild card, you get Nikki or Veronica, which really is going to be Nikki. So, you know, you get Nikki Graham. So that's how that's going to work. Before the draft started, we actually determined the order before we even got going. So by this random app on my phone, which I no longer have up anymore, Netta Kalantar was granted the first selection. So Netta's going to pick first.
Something.
Netta wanted something. Isn't this great? Yes. She didn't get screwed over at the end. It's awesome. So Netta is going to take the first pick. I will pick second. Willow will go third, and Jason will go fourth, and then it will go back around. So then Jason will have the fifth pick, go up to Willow, so on and so forth. We'll go up and down like a snake draft. And yeah, should be a lot of fun. I'm really excited to get into this thing. Before we get started, just like initial thoughts on BB Camp 4 as a whole, these twists, this cast, anything in general you want to say. Let's go around the horn. Willow, let's start with you.
I think this cast is beautiful first. Like, I think like the cast, like, no offense to season one or anything, but I just think it keeps getting hotter and hotter and hotter. I like them so far, but I mean, these are just pre-interviews, right? So they're, you know, they haven't been in the house yet, but I'm excited. It's I'm such a better watcher and a fan than a player. Like, I can't wait to just be a fan again.
I think we can, right? A lot of us can agree.
Right? So I'm excited to be on this side now and get back into it and, you know, watch the feeds and get right into it. But I'm excited. There's some really, really good, I feel like, well, so far, like, hopefully they show promise, but some really good characters. And I would die if I don't know Nikki Graham that well, but I've like heard of her. But honestly, yes, everybody's saying it's just Jace. I would die if I played with Jace. Like, I literally would be falling around like a puppy and be like, so on day 36, when you did this, like, that would have been me. So these kids, like, I can't wait to see some of their faces. If whoever gets voted in, like, if these are one of their idols, like, they are so lucky.
Yeah, it's funny. I was talking to Johnny Colatrulio via Skype last night, and we were saying there were so many super fans on BB Can 3 that if Jace came into our season, he probably would have won, because we all would have just gone to him like Jesse in BB 11 and would have been like, yes, Jace, whatever you say, we'll do it. And he would have won the game, and it would have been hilarious. Jason, initial thoughts on this cast, and maybe if you could give us some insight on Tim and these other international house guests, because I know you are a BB historian. You're somebody who has not just studied the North American game, but you've seen all different versions of Big Brother, which is something that I cannot say for myself.
Yeah, because I have absolutely no friggin' life. But because it takes that much time. Like, a UK season is like 139 episodes. Like, they just milk it for everything they can. And then don't even get me started. If you watch the Aside show, you're gonna like die watching a season. But like Willow said, everyone's very pretty, which I get it. It's TV. You're supposed to be pretty. So I get it. They're all like really pretty people. But for the internationals, Australia, like, now that they're canceled, they were kind of messing it up in the last couple of years. But Tim's season was the last, like, here we go. This is really good. They had elements that were very like North American format, where they had, I don't think they called it Friday Night Lights in his season, Friday Night Live in his season, but that's what they used to call it. And it was more like HOH veto type of competitions to gain nomination powers. So we really saw Tim win a few of those in his season and then use the powers to actually make strategical plays, where usually in that format, those people actually just say, I'm going to save my best friend. Oh, I'm going to save my girlfriend. And Tim decided, I'm going to save someone I don't even like and put up somebody else so that that person will go. Very, very North American format. Very, like, good gameplay. So I'm expecting big things from Tim. But he is a little bit annoying. But I mean, in the Big Brother house, if in his country, annoying is not necessarily always a good thing. The public might vote you out over that. Annoying over here doesn't really seem to be terrible gameplay because people just are like, oh, well, they're annoying. No one's going to vote for them to win. You sort of get the Dr. Will sort of, you're a terrible person, so we're going to leave you around. Now, Nikki Graham is an iconic goddess from hell. I am obsessed with her. She is everything that is right about Big Brother UK. She is a total, forget a legend. She is so iconic. Whitney Houston couldn't touch her. So I am hoping she is good at our format, but she's probably going to be a tragedy. I can't picture her doing one comp without like throwing a complete fit. But that is great TV. So for us on the entertainment side, we're going to love Nikki. The other house guests are going to want to choke her.
Nikki on slop. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I don't even. Honestly, though, that actually makes me nervous. If you look into Nikki's past, she's written a whole book. She's been anorexic since she was 8 years old. So I am a little bit. She's not now. She's gone. But it does make me a little bit nervous to say, oh, my God, we're going to put this girl on slop. Because I know me on slop. I ate nothing but pickles, olives, and protein
shakes. You guys got pickles?
We
you
didn't get
protein
that.
Shakes? Pickles and olives are considered
a non. We don't get pickles or protein or anything. We get nothing.
We get ketchup.
Godfrey last season went in and he went in and grabbed like a huge tub of protein, like the protein powder, and he grabbed like three scoops of it and put it in his water and he shook it up and drank it. And then so I was like, Godfrey, you're not allowed to do that. And he was like, no, y'all, we can do that. What's wrong with that? And then Big Brother is like, Godfrey, stop that. And he was just like, he's like, I can't hear what they're saying, yo. And he just like kept doing it. And then after they called him into the diary room, and then Godfrey's like, yeah, I can't. He's like, we're not allowed to do that. Don't do what I did. But that's interesting that you guys could do that.
Well, I guess we're spoiled then. I guess we're spoiled. Although you guys had a blender for Big Brother Canada 1. Did you guys have a blender in your house?
Yes.
See, because I watched in Feeds, Big Brother Canada 1, they were just drinking slop shakes because they had a blender. But we don't have a blender because of sound.
Oh.
They say that you can drown out conversations with the blender.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking, oh, shit, I'll just drink it, grind it up, and there you go.
Season 1 in Canada got protein, and then they stopped for some reason after.
Yeah, I don't know. That was interesting. I just remember. Yeah, I don't know why they did that. But interesting. Okay. And then Jason, do you know anything about? You talked about Nikki and Tim. So let's leave. Right. Let's jump to Netta. Netta, tell us about Veronica and tell us about Jace.
What the hell? Why do you give me the shitty ones? Tim and Nikki are literally like two of my like icons from like international players, and you give me Jace and Veronica to talk about. Okay,
this is just how it worked. And we went around this way, and you just happened to be last. So I'm sorry, Ned.
I read an interview by Erin. She's like the main producer for Big Brother Canada. She said she loves Veronica. Like, she's amazing. She's great, whatever. But I feel like they honestly put in Veronica because they just want Nikki to go in. So they just put in like a throwaway. And Jace, I don't know why he's there. I don't get it. Like, put in Jason, like we were saying. Put in like any other best player. Like, why Jace? It's so random. It's almost, I don't know. He's got a shot though. Just because there's so many casual fans that watch and they're going to be like, oh, like, I kind of remember him from like the States, so he might actually get to go in over Tim, which is a tragedy.
But let's think about this though. Like, the casual fans that watch Big Brother, are any of them going?
Are not.
They're not online, and they're not going to. Are they going to remember 10 years ago? Because I personally don't think so.
No, but then you have like Rachel Riley and Alyssa tweeting, "Oh, go tweet for Jace. Go tweet for Jace."
Yeah.
So I don't know. It might help.
Please, I'm like the only BBUS person that's not like fully supporting Jace, and they all think this is like the Olympics or something. I don't give a fuck what country you came
from. Because you're an actual fan.
Like, I'm not representing Jace. Right. I'm not representing him just because he's from my country. Like, if it was someone good from my country, maybe I would stand for them over Tim, but not Jace.
Just honestly, like, anyone who's questioning whether they should vote in Jace or Tim, just go YouTube Tim. in the diary room listening to whale noises, and you'll want to vote in him.
It's great. Oh man, I've seen it. It's so
I
fun.
Haven't done it. Oh my god.
Yeah, do it after this, Willow. It's worth it. Now Netta. So yeah, we don't have much on Veronica, and then we got that about Jace. And since I let Jason steal your thunder a little bit on Tim and Nikki. Could you maybe like think of like somebody from, you know, North American reality TV that we can compare to, like a mix of two people equals Tim, or like A and B equals Nikki? Is there anyone that comes to mind for you?
Okay, Nikki is like Sabrina, but a million times crazier, and she's nicer, and she's like not as cruel. You know what I mean? Okay. Like she's not like a mean person. She's just crazy. I like loved watching Sabrina on Feeds. Nikki is like her on speed, but like nice. Like she's not, I don't think she's a mean person. Although she like freaks out about like really funny things too. Like she freaked out about not having bottled water in the house. So yeah, I don't know how she's gonna be on the slot.
I did see that.
Yeah, she was honestly she's good. I like her. I don't know who you can like Jason, who would you compare Tim to? I honestly don't even know.
I mean, honestly, Tim would be like a really classic person. Like, I mean, we never really seen him in our format, so it is like kind of hard to compare it. But I would say he is like the Dr. Will of Australia.
Interesting. Yeah.
But he is a little bit funnier than Dr. Will. Dr. Will's funny, but in a very intelligent way. Tim can go a little bit lowbrow. Like, he can come to my intelligent level.
Tim's like super sassy too. Yeah, right. Tim's good.
Interesting. Okay, so this should be fun to watch. I don't know too much about these international people. I feel like I know Jay so well and so personally. And you know, part of me does want to see him go in, but I don't think he will. Unfortunately, we'll see what happens. There's lots of time.
I want to see him go in just to see him get backdoored a third time pre-jury.
And we know that's exactly what would happen if he does get in.
Right.
Okay. Let's jump into this draft, guys. Let's get it started. Netta, you're on the clock. You've got the first pick. You ask your question. I have one other thing to add.
Okay. So what are we deciding?
What's going to happen? So there was some information that was leaked out a little bit. There were some spoilers, rumors, I should say. We don't know for sure, but there are some rumors that we might talk about throughout this draft. We don't know. We weren't there. We don't know what happened during the BB Can 4 premiere, because they did enter the house last night, but there have been some whispers about stuff going on. So if you're really sensitive to stuff that may happen in the premiere, then maybe this is one you want to skip. But otherwise, we're going to talk about this kind of stuff. We don't know 100% sure if that's for real, though. So that's all I'm going to preface it by. And also, I'm going to say as well, the winner of this draft, the prize for this winner is that they get all of the rest of us in this draft. We have to make their face or a picture of them as our Twitter avatar picture or profile picture for, let's say, a week. Are you guys cool with that?
Okay,
so for a week. So we're going to do that. And whoever gets the most props at the end of this thing. So, you know, like on Blab, those of you who are listening to this live and watching this live, you can click on each of our faces and give us props, and we get points throughout this thing if you agree with what we're saying. Whoever has the most props by the end of this thing, I'll do something. I'll do one favor for you. I'll do whatever you ask me to do live at the end of this podcast. Okay. So, unless it's me, but it's not going to be me, because you guys are going to crush me. So that should be interesting to see as well. Okay. Netta, you're up. Feel free to go in, or start where it was. I don't know where you're going to start.
And then you cut out when you were saying this, because I think my internet connection is really bad. But so the winners decide by just who wins, like who has the winning. Okay, and that's it.
That's it. So if you pick who finishes in second, third, and fourth, but Jason has the winner. If Jason has Felipe and Philip, and he wins, then Jason is the winner and you lose.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, so I'll choose. My first one is Mitch. Easy.
Mitch, I think that's a pretty easy one. I think everybody 100%. Was loving Mitch.
We knew that's
what there was there anybody was there anybody who didn't have Mitch at the top of their board?
He's towards the top of my board.
Okay, Willow, were you high on Mitch as well? Because he was number one. He's my winner pick.
Is he? He's top five for me. for winning this
Mitch
season.
Is my boy. I like him.
He's good. Now, Netta, talk to us about Mitch. Why did Mitch stand out for you?
He just seems pretty level-headed, and he seems like he would be someone who would be really good at strategy, and he just comes across as, like, a nice, likable guy, which I think is going to really help him inside the house. Also, he has a Black and Saint shirt, so I have to like him.
I think you got to like that. Yes.
I have to.
You have to. I was surprised, you know, reading the bios, how few people shouted you out, Netta. Like, I know you're very modest and you won't say anything, but I was stunned because on the first day, they only released two halves of the cast. And I believe there were more people that said I was their Big Brother idol than you, which made absolutely no sense. And then on the next day, there was like four people that came out and said, oh, yeah, Netta. And I was like, okay, thank God.
Well,
I was like,
why in Bizarro World? Pick Netta when you can party?
Yeah, I guess, but like, I don't know. I was surprised. That really surprised me. But yeah, Mitch, the fact that he shouted you out, definitely a good sign, and I think that bodes well for his long-term prospects in the game. Jason, why did he not go? You said he was in discussion for number one, but he wasn't like your clear front runner. How come?
Yeah, I mean, he's in my top five, just like Willow. I just think that he looks like he's clearly a good player. And if any of these other people have half a damn brain, it's like Netta could never play again and play the same way. She'd have to switch it up because everyone would be like, oh, Netta's here. That bitch is going home first. So if anyone figures out that Mitchell is as savvy as he seems he is, he's in trouble.
That's a really good point. I think that because also, too, if you think about it, right, there's nobody else who stands out other than him. If these guys are smart, he's the one guy. It's like, bang, that's the guy. He's up to something. Whereas, I mean, I guess there's Joel too, because he's got this going on.
Yeah.
I think that's the one thing that could hurt him. But I do think that he's a likable enough guy. And I don't know did you guys watch his YouTube stuff?
No.
No. Okay. No. So I've actually seen his videos, but I was actually watching one of his videos a few weeks ago, and I didn't even realize like, oh my gosh, this is the same guy. Really well put together and just like cerebral guy. And I think that is something that's going to go a long way for him in the game. Final thoughts on Mitch Willow.
Yeah, he has like everything that really like Netta was saying, like he is a very likable guy. He's obviously very intelligent. You know, he knows the game really, really well. The only thing like that didn't really stand out to me is like, I don't feel like he's going to be as likable or like he is obviously going to be seen as a threat. Like, I think he can't hide, you know, we've played the game. You can't, if you're intelligent, you actually can't hide that. Like, it comes out at some, whether you hide it for 3 days, whether you hide it for 3 weeks, like the real you, like, and again, like hiding something, it usually comes out in the Big Brother house, especially if you keep playing the game. I think like, Greg finally told us about his actual profession. Like, we were catching on to like, you know, what she actually was, because there's little things and you spend 24/7 with these people, he's gonna like slip up, whether he like not on purpose or anything. It just happens. You guys know what it's like. We were in there like after, like there's so much to talk about on day 55. Like there's just certain things and people are on to every little move that you have. So I feel like his secrets and his things are going to start to come out and it's obviously going to hurt him. People are going to see him as a threat. I don't think he can like really, he can maybe go under the radar for a few weeks, but people are going to catch on to him, I think.
Yeah, I think, and also too, what's tough is for him, like he works, like his boyfriend who he's been with, I think he said 9 years, like he does the YouTube channel with his boyfriend. So I feel like that at some point when someone says, well, hey, like what does your boyfriend do? He can't be like, he's also like a video editor, but doesn't make YouTube. Like, I guess he's probably thought about this a lot, but it is tough in there definitely to lie more than you need to. Let's jump to the next pick. That's me. I really wanted Mitch, but I knew Netta was going to go in that direction because I know Netta is a big Mitch fan as well. I am going to go with, I'm sorry, Willow, but I am going to go with, and I don't know what's going on with Willow's camera.
Yeah, what's
right
Willow
now
doing right now?
Guys, I have to get my charger. I forgot to plug my phone.
Yeah, I thought she's on the move.
Yeah, it was very. I was like, "What's happening?" If you're listening to this in the audio, come back and check out the video on YouTube afterwards because this is very interesting. Okay,
I'm sorry.
No worries. Number two pick. I'm gonna go with Willow's boy from New Brunswick.
No,
Dallas Cormier. He's my pick. So
I don't get the whole
Dallas
thing.
Oh,
you don't get the well, here's the thing with Dallas, okay?
Yeah, right.
No, I'm gonna get a second. Whatever.
Okay. The thing with Dallas for me is that he's very likable. I think that he's a guy who can just like genuinely like people are just going to get along with him. Kind of like John on your season, Netta. But the difference with this guy is he's a super fan of this show. I mean, if you read some of the interviews he's done, he's a huge Big Brother fan. So I think that's going to really help him as long as he doesn't get too aggressive, early on and get stuck with a bunch of bros.
He is a bro,
but he's kind of got, I think he's got, you know,
he's a smart bro, he's
down to earth. He's a nice
bro's
guy.
A bro.
He's hiding a weak chin under there.
Well, I'm a fan of the facial hair, so I had to support him in that way as well.
Yeah, but yours isn't so big. You're not trying to hide your chin. When it's so big, you're just trying to hide your weak-ass jawline.
Unless you're Kenny Green, and then you're just – it's perfect under there.
Right, and then it's because you're luxury, of course. Right.
Of course. Okay. But, yeah, that's why I went with Dallas. I'm a fan of his. I think that he's a guy who Canada's going to love too, and as we know, that's a big part of Big Brother Canada is making sure that you are beloved by the population and the general public. So – give me Dallas. Jason, tell me why I'm crazy.
Well, me and Netta did a show the other day where we were talking about the people, and I went off about Dallas. I talked about how I loathed his face.
Wait, all hold on. This stuff. You loathed but Spencer Clausen's face, too? Because he looks a lot like Spencer.
No, I love Spencer. No, but he is young Spencer, right? It's Spencer so 10 years ago. But honestly, I said a lot of the times, especially preseason interviews, whoever I hate the most, I'm actually going to end up liking. So I honestly expect him to go up in my estimations, but he did not impress me at the preseason interview. And his whole little bit about like, he doesn't want his fifth grade to embarrass his fifth grade teacher. I like went off like, screw your fifth grade teacher. If you're here worried about what some lady you knew 16 years ago is thinking, you're on the wrong show.
I mean, where's the lie? Like,
where is the lie, though?
It's just an East Coast thing, though, guys. Like, honestly, like, he probably still knows his fifth grade teacher. Like, his fifth grade teacher probably also, like, does his, like, dentist work. Like, it's nuts.
Why? What are, like, 100 people live in the East Coast of Canada?
It literally is true.
Really? Oh, damn.
Willow, now, you know somebody who knows Dallas, like, right? Like, so you know a friend of yours is friends with him. So do you have any insight onto this guy?
Honestly, well, it's the East Coast. People, like, it's very small. Like, people, you either, like, you know somebody who knows somebody. Like, it's just, we're all intertwined like that. And that's why we root for each other and we love each other. We support each other. Like, Jill and Emmett, who I love, we had a parade for them, Jason. Like, we had a parade.
Like, and then you come back to Vancouver and no one gives a shit about
you. Yeah, I got off the plane and it was a Nicki Minaj cutout in my two best friends. I was like, this is my welcoming party.
The airport was like shut down for like season one. Like, it is like, wow. Yeah, it's like, it is like, you gotta think of the East Coast. Like, that's like our, like, I don't know, like, we don't get a lot of like celebrities or anything like that. So, like, yeah, like, John is
but that's God. Why, like, I feel like it's unfair, because like, anyone who's from the East Coast, they'll automatically win all the fan votes because everyone there goes crazy for them. Like, when I was in Newfoundland, every other person on the street would like that. I'm like, holy shit, like, no one from Vancouver would ever win a fan vote when there's someone from Newfoundland there. Like,
I'm from the East Coast. I didn't get a fan vote. You gotta be likable.
They poor actually, Willow.
They kicked me out. They were like, you need to go far away.
Oh, Willow.
No, but honestly, Dallas is supposedly, and like a lot of East Coasters, we're very like, we're chill. Like, we want to be friends with everybody because there's only 100 of us. We like new people. He supposedly is a very legit guy, down to earth. Like, what he's like saying in his interviews is that's him. There is rumor that he has a girlfriend that has not been confirmed. So I don't know if that's
That I can actually confirm. He does have a girlfriend. Yes. So he will not be getting in a showmance, which I think is also good for his game.
Very good. Very, very good. But I don't think he should like let on that he maybe has one, because you want to, you know, open the doors to anything, right? Like, you know, if a girl is flirting with him or you know, has some type of emotion towards him, he should take everything to me.
All them girls.
Well, yeah, exactly. Anyway, and then I think he's like gonna be, and I do love that he's a super fan. He lives in Edmonton now, which is kind of like,
oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, from the East Coast, he was working in Edmonton. That's all like kind of the gossip that I have from. But we'll see. You know, the same way, like we'll see what he's like in the house. But I think he's going to be entertaining. He watches the show. Like, he knows the show. He's a super fan. I appreciate that. I think he's going to, yeah, play to Canada, play for the fans, which I appreciate. I want to watch him. I think he's going to be, give him a couple beers, give him, you know, get him drunk. I think he's going to be a blast. I think he's, my worry though, is that he's going to be in the Bermuda Triangle 2.0, or he's going to, you know, but.
Bermudas. It's my boys.
I'm worried that that's going to happen to him. I can see it happening right away. Felipe is going to bring him in.
Well, yeah, you know, I think, like, you know, honestly, Bermuda Triangle, as much as for all of my faults on Big Brother, I think that was one good thing that I actually did, although maybe I'm delusional about that. But in terms of like a brigade type of thing, it can go, yeah, one of two ways. Is it going to be a brigade or is it going to be a moving company? We don't know. And if it goes the bad way, then not so great for his game. Netta, closing thoughts on Dallas.
I don't have any, but thank you so much to the one person who keeps giving me props. I'm sure it's my mom, but thank you. Thanks, mom.
Shout out to Netta's mom. Okay, Willow, you've got the third pick.
Okay, so yes, I do love Dallas, but this is, I'm happy you guys didn't pick. This is the person I actually think is going to win this season. I'm calling it now. My girl, Sherry Ash. I think she's winning it.
Sherry, yeah. Okay, like Sherry.
Yeah, I now, really, really like her.
So what do you like about Sherry?
Honestly, from right off the bat, like her interviews and watching her and also reading her, she's very well spoken. She does have that likable personality. And it's just, it kind of comes off of just like, oh, this girl is normal. Like there's not, you're not kind of like, whoa, like this is going to be a lot. Or it's kind of, it's just like this neutral, like calming. Like she said, she's like opens up to people right away. And she gains their trust. And that's huge. We all know this. First impressions are so important. And she knows that. Also, she's not a super fan, which I love. I think that being a super fan can, you know, bite you in the butt. So I like that she you know, she knows the game. It was her girlfriend that's a super fan and kind of was like, hey, we should try out together. And Sherry ended up going on. But I think that's awesome that she doesn't have that kind of like pressure of this has been her life dream for 20 years and, you know, she's willing to do anything, but she's also a competitor too. You've seen her, she's very athletic and she doesn't, you know, she doesn't like to lose, which I think is going to help her. You do have to win competitions at some point, which I, you know, I love that about her, and she's understanding the social game, which is so important. And I think she's going to go in there first night. I think she's going to be talking to everybody. I think she's going to be building trust and bond and then pulling out wins when she needs to, which is, you know, almost like a perfect game, but we'll see. You know, there might be some, she said she can't hide her emotions that well. So if she's not happy with something or like if somebody's really taking her off, she said she shows it on her face, which is going to be her huge downfall. So hopefully she can hide that and, you know, not rub people the wrong way. Also, I do love that she has the support of her girlfriend. You know, she's playing for her and for both of them. And I think that's really going to help her. I think she's going to really benefit from getting a letter from back home. Some people like the letters and the family and the pictures, they doesn't really mean that much to them. She's going to be one of those people that like it kicks it into high gear once she like has that and she's going to like want more. So I hope she can pull off a win here, maybe like midway and then just keep banging it out. And again, and I think she's not going to try to like, yeah, get like too wrapped up in the big alliances. And she's so focused. I like that. Like she's not like, oh, you know, I'm just here for the experience or anything like that. Like she's there to win.
Netta, what do you think about Sherry? Cause you seem to like the pick.
Yeah, no, she was going to be my next pick, so I'm kind of jealous she got her. Yeah, she just seems like a smart girl. I really want to have a girl on my pick, so she was my girl, but fucking Willow stole her, so.
Well, I am sorry.
But yeah, no, right. I like Sherry. I think she's got a good shot.
Yeah, Jason, what do you think? You also on Team Sherry?
Yeah, I like any girl that says they're going to, like, do the competition thing. Because there's so many people that are just like, throw her, throw her, throw her. And that's so tiring. I would rather have somebody that's actually... And she is definitely going to have a good social game. But like Willow said, if she can't, like, hide her emotions, we will have a Davon 2.0. And then that's tragedy. So I have high hopes for her. I'm just hoping she doesn't disappoint. Although I think, like Willow's saying with the letters, I can actually see, I mean, I have, rarely do I feel like the letters help anyone. Like, I wouldn't have even read my HOH letter. I wanted the power and some food in a basket. I could have gave a shit about the letter. Oh, well, the alcohol, please. Like, what am I going to do with four claws of ice? Drink them
right. Yeah, US is different.
Like, you know? Yeah. So I have high hopes for her, but, you know, who knows? I do like her. I wish she had a little bit more sass in her first video, but I think at press day especially, we've all gone through it. It's, you don't even know what the hell you're going on with that day. You don't even know what's happening. So I'm giving her the, hopefully she brings a little bit more entertainment because she does seem a little bit subdued, which is smart for the game, but you know me, I like the over-exuberant shit.
Me too.
All right, Jason, with that, you've got two picks back-to-back, my friend. So which direction are you going to go in?
Okay. Although I always want a girl to win just for Big Brother statistics, my first pick is actually Ramsey.
Ramsey, okay.
Ramsey, I think he is the dark horse. Mister, I've never watched Big Brother. You're either Johnny Mac and you're lying about it, or sometimes that is the freshest way to play. Like, I think about the week I went home. I had like 4,000 scenarios in my head of like what I could do. And I kept roadblocking them going, oh, so-and-so tried this season. So-and-so tried that this season. So, and you end up with no friggin' options, where someone who comes in like Ramsey and is just like throwing stuff in the air and see how it falls, I think is going to very easily get down to like a final five and then is going to be able to kill some cops and be there in the final three. So I have high hopes for Ramsey. I think he could possibly.
I like that point because that's, I mean, I totally relate to that being in, mind you, my move was terrible, but I was much worse than how you felt it went down, Jason. But like that is a thing with when you are, and we've all been through that, I think, to at least some extent, when you are a super fan, you have seen past things on Big Brother and you think, oh, this will work. Oh, I saw Dan dominate Memphis to try and hide their alliance. Yeah, that worked once. I think I can do that. No, that doesn't work. And if Ramsey is a guy who I think will look at things and he'll be like, well, no, that's like the stupidest thing I've ever heard. I'm a rational person. I would never do that. And he's not going to make decisions based on that kind of stuff. So I do really like that point from you there, Jason. Netta, what do you think about Ramsey?
Well, Ramsey was going to be my next one after Sherry. So you guys.
Oh, no.
Netta's over now.
Netta getting screwed over. That's the theme
stop
of
with Christine. Yeah, no,
oh,
Ramsey.
Poor Christine.
No, Jason's right. Like, when you go in there, you're not a complete super fan. It might actually help you out because you're not like overthinking everything. So, yeah.
Interesting. Willow, what about you on Ramsey? You like him?
Yeah, I do. Actually, he was my top three. So, you know, Sherry, Dallas, and Ramsey, I think are kind of the really strong key ones that I'm watching. I really like that. And he was honest too. He was like, I haven't, like, he's like, 5 months ago, I didn't really know what the show was. Like, I like that. You know, he's honest. He's like being like, oh, I don't know. And he's so, like he said, he's like just the life of the party. I really, like, he's a beautiful, good looking guy, but he's going to try to downplay his athleticism. He looks really tall though. I think it's really hard to downplay your, when you're athletic, you're athletic. There's nothing really to hide unless you're going to wear like a garbage bag the whole season. I don't like, you know, or you're just going to like try to gain 1,000 pounds that first night. But yeah, he's like, he said, he just wants to like be easygoing, get everybody laughing, just be the life of the party. And I think that's, if he can like, kind of like, you know, just let people think that like, he doesn't know what's going on. Like, he's going to tell them, like, obviously I haven't watched the show. They're not going to take him that seriously, which, you know, will definitely benefit him. He says he doesn't drink though, which is fine, but sometimes it's,
You need that
in there. It's also, drinking is a social aspect, you know, especially in the Big Brother house. When we finally get rewarded, we have our things, you know, or you kind of like bond a little bit, right, over a few drinks, or, you know, when you get a little tipsy and things like that. So I just hope that like that doesn't hurt him, because it shouldn't. It really, really shouldn't. But those are just like the little things like that. And then, yeah, maybe if he doesn't really understand what's going on, like, you know, with Nikki and with Tim, you know, these like these iconic all-stars, you got to throw those in there. But I really, really like Ramsey. I think he's going to be a really strong player.
Can I just say something about the drinking? Sorry. I think might actually help him, because Adele on my season didn't drink. And when you're drunk, you do like the dumbest shit. So like the next morning, he would always like like repeat things back on, like, or he would make stuff up, be like, when you guys were drunk, you were saying this. And it actually, yes. I think, was really smart. So, and people are so stupid when they're drunk. They like, they reveal a lot of game information. So if you're the sober one, you can pick up on a lot.
Yeah.
Jason, you have the second pick in a row, my friend. So there you go.
Okay, well, this one, I don't really know. I'm going to go for one of the wild cards, but I don't know if I'm going for the men or the ladies. You know what? Screw it. Nikki Graham has no friggin' chance to win, but I'm picking her anyway. I would rather waste my second pick. I love her. She is probably going to be a tragedy at this. She's probably way down on the rest of y'all list. But that's fine. I want her to stay as long as possible for entertainment reasons. If she wins, it will be a cold day in hell, but I would love to see it happen. But Nikki to win, hell yeah.
Great pick.
All right. All right. Okay.
Great pick. So Nikki or Veronica, whoever the hell that prize
okay.
is.
Okay. Netta, you've seen a lot of BBUK. Yeah. I cut you off earlier. So now here's your chance to talk about Nikki. What do you think about her chances of transitioning from the European style format to the North American style?
Honestly, I don't think Nikki gives a shit about winning. Nikki, like, she says it herself, she's a legend. Like, she wants to go in there and continue her legend status. So she's going to go in and be herself and be crazy. And she has no shot of winning, but she's going to be one of the most memorable people this season. So, yeah.
Right. Yeah, no, I think that's fair. It's gonna be fun. I think she's gonna that's what the producers want. That's what the fans are gonna want to see, and I think she's gonna bring that to the table. But you never know. Like, maybe with all these twists, with the fan voting, Jason, she could get that power.
Yeah, and I mean, she does watch our format. I came to the house and she was already following me and tweeted me, and I like shit everywhere.
Oh my god,
girl. She go, no, you soon enough. I was like, this is not real. So I don't know how long maybe this has been in the works, but Nikki's put in her studying. She was watching BB17. So I think that she might pop up and we're going, oh damn, she can actually play strategy. But we'll wait.
Have you guys, cause I saw some the interviews with her, she seemed like she was like normal and like nice and down earth. But then I saw some of the clips where like Netta was talking about where she's like going crazy and like losing her mind. So do you think that maybe there's a chance that Nikki is actually a lot smarter than she's letting on, and she's just like, she just like really plays it up for the cameras?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, over there, they become real full-fledged celebrities in the UK. So she worked all her angles. She got book deals. She got perfume. She got a clothing line. She's about her money. So she definitely knows what she's doing. She definitely has a business sense about her. So she's not here to play
around. While in North America, we're all homeless and they all become celebrities over there.
Exactly. They all like go out and do club appearances and we're all like, I got $10.
I'm like struggling to buy cat food.
Oh my gosh. It's like, you guys listening to this think we're joking, but like, I think so, like, some of us are borderline homeless for real. Like, I myself am. Like, if I don't have
any furniture.
And that is actually
not even lying.
Willow's not lying.
I have nothing.
Willow has no furniture in her house. She just has it. She had like a, what was it? Like a blow up mattress for like a month or two.
Yep.
Good times.
She just got cutlery after like, what, 6 months of living there. She
you
finally
got cutlery.
Yeah.
Congrats,
I have
Willow.
Four forks and four spoons.
Moving up in the world.
Moving on.
You guys want to come over? Come over for some dinner. I only have two plates though, so we'll have to share.
All right, Willow, you've got the next pick. Where are you going?
This is tough. Okay. Now it's like, I feel like, you know, a lot of these now are just going to be like a throw pick. I'm really, really impressed with the women for the season. Great job, Robin Cass. There's some really strong females. And I'm going to go, I think she's going to be so fun to watch. I think your DRs are going to be hilarious. I hope we're friends after this, but I'm going to go with Cassandra.
Damn it.
Ooh, Cassandra. See, I was thinking, you know, Netta or I would hopefully get her, because I think we're the only R's, like people with like the R at their last name in Big Brother Canada history. So I was like, oh, here's another Cassandra Shaharanfar. I don't know how the hell you say her name. Is she? Oh yeah, she's Persian. So there you go. So Netta's got that connection there. So I really thought
that's the strangest statistic. There's really only two people with an R in their last name.
I completely made that up, Jason. I have no idea.
No, I was gonna say, you're freaking kidding me, right?
I completely made that up.
I know, I was thinking that too. I'm like, Jason, I mean, Jordan, you've got a lot of time on your hands to go, like, remembering that.
I was just like, yeah, he's probably right. Like, I just believe him. I'm like, yeah.
We all just believe everything Jordan says.
Which is the dumbest thing that you guys could be doing, really. I'm the last person you should go to for information or advice or anything, really, in Big Brother or life. Okay, so Cassandra, so this is interesting because I know there's been some differing opinions. Some people think she's going to be out early. I think she's got a lot of potential. She's somebody who I was a big fan of in her videos. It's got a little bit of that like villainess vibe to her. Although the name for her alliance, she wants it to be called the Assassinators. So not the Assassins or the Regulators, but the Assassinators. So Netta, what do you think about the Assassinator?
Wait, I don't get it. Is that not a word? Is Assassinator not a word?
Well, I feel like wouldn't it be like assassin? Wouldn't that be?
I don't know. I went to fashion school. I don't know these things.
Oh, I don't know. But just Assassinator just sounds like, I don't know. It sounds weird. Maybe I just can't get Regulators out of my brain. I don't know. What do you think about Cassandra, though?
I like her. I really, really like her. She was up there for me to like. She was going to be my next girl pick, so I'm kind of jealous she got her. I think she's going to be one of those people in the diary room. She's going to be, like, really sassy and really funny and stuff, but I think she's going to tone it down in the house, or at least I'm hoping she will, but I like her. I think she reminds me of myself, but she's, like, funnier than me, so... like, she's actually Jason, entertaining.
Jason, does Cassandra remind you of yourself?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I definitely think she's probably the... like the sort of the wackiest one, or maybe like the wildest personality, which I didn't think that I would be going in, but I look back at my cast and go, oh yeah, they cast me because I was loud and crazy. I think Cassandra got cast because she's loud and crazy. That is great for feeds, but we all know that even if you're loud and crazy, you still wouldn't get on this show just being loud and crazy. So she must be some sort of savviness. Like Netta said, I think she's going to be really good in the DR. I think that that is really going to be where she's going to shine. And we all know how important that is to actually how the episode goes. You know, a boring episode sometimes really depends on if anyone was funny in the DR or not. So I think that Cassandra is going to be a very vital part of this season. I do see her down in a jury side of it, but I don't know necessarily about kicking it all the way to the end.
All right.
She's got to pull out some wins. But she's nice. Yeah. She's like, she works out like all the time, so she's got that athletic side. So that could also be a downfall too if they see her as a... I can see her, though, flipping the house, kind of backstabbing. Like, I can't wait to, like... I think it's going to be pretty dramatic with her, which I love.
Yeah, Matt Carter of CarterMatt.com, in his interview with her, he said he saw some Danielle Donato in her. I don't know if I'm quite seeing that because that's kind of high praise. But at the same time, I mean, those people in the preseason interviews got to talk to these people more than, you know, anyone else. We haven't seen really anything at this point. So, I mean, I feel like if she's gotten that in her, I think that's definitely
that's a really high praise. Like, I love Danielle Donato, so that's...
Yeah, I think that's super high praise. So we'll see if that actually comes to fruition. Okay, so I got the next pick here. I'm struggling. Ned, I don't know.
I'm going to be so mad if you pick my person because you guys have been literally checking them off one by one. I'm going to be so mad.
Okay, well.
Don't do it.
Okay, well, I'm just looking here, okay? And there's a few directions I want to go in. But, like, there's one guy who... I don't know if he's going to win, but I feel like if we just go based on Big Brother Canada history, every single season, one of these dudes gets very far
pick
and the whole house loves him.
Before you say his name, just pick someone else.
Netta, I'm terribly sorry.
Pick Joel. Pick Christine.
Is that how you say his name, Raul?
I think so.
I was calling him Raul.
I think it's Raul. Raul, yeah.
Yeah, you pick Raul, Felipe. Jordan.
No, I didn't pick Raul. That's not my pick. That's not my pick.
Pick Felipe.
Felipe.
Pick Lamina. No, don't say one. It.
2-for-1.
I'm taking Jared. Jared is my pick. Sorry, Netta.
But just because.
Here, like, let's look. I'm sorry. Like, he doesn't, like, scream, like, amazing or anything, but he's like, he described himself as polite. He's like, he's nice. I think he's going to be charming. I think people are going to like him. I think he's going to end up in a showmance. I think the bros are going to want to pull him in. Everybody's going to want a piece of this dude. He's good looking. I think that's really going to help him. I mean,
even like, you know, in the U.S., like look at last season, like with Jason's season, like Clay. I mean, Clay didn't have to do anything and he just fell into like a position of power by just like showing up. So I think that Jared can easily do the same thing. And I think he's going to win? I don't know.
Well, there's no old lady in the FFO. Well, there is Christine. Maybe he'll be good. He'll just sit under that old lady and be good.
Well, we'll see. As Jason drinks his water, we'll see. We'll see what happens. His bottled water that Nikki Graham, I'm sure, would very much like. So we'll see with Jared. I don't know. Again, I don't know if he's going to win, but he's set up well, and I think because of that, he won't be out first. And at this point of the draft, that's something that I like. Netta, I imagine you were thinking the same thing, right?
Yeah. I'm literally never. I'm never doing this with you again, Jordan.
Why? I just did it one time.
I had a few people on my list. I didn't like rank everyone, but everyone I had on my list, I wanted to pick you guys got. So I hate all of you. Yeah, no, Jared, like, it's proven. Like, the handsome, jockey, popular guy always goes far because the girls want to align with him, the guys want to align with him. He seems like a nice, unoffensive kind of guy, so he's going to get far in the game. And then, I don't know, if you get that far, it just takes a couple of wins, and he's physical enough to actually win things and win. So, yeah, I hate you guys.
Yeah, and he's also going to have, probably at some point, Joel will go in the diary room and cry over him and say how much he loves him. And, you know, he'll give up his whole game for him. I think that's how it works with these bros. But, yeah, well, actually, hold on, like, think about this. Like, yeah, like the super fan, like, falls victim to this guy every season. Like, Peter kind of fell victim to Emmett in season one. Arlie fell victim to John and you, Annetta, in season two, and you know, me and Zach season three. So I feel like, yeah, he's always gonna cut this archetype comes out on top more often than not. Jason, thoughts on Jared?
Yeah, I think he's gonna be a pretty good player, but I am nervous that if he goes too much on the bro thing, then he becomes a target. If he's too much best friends with, you know, the Dallas, and they really try to move and company it up, I don't think it's gonna necessarily look good for him. People might look at him like he is a target in front of those other boys. I would vote Jared out before I voted Dallas out. So he's gotta be very smart about really what kind of grouping he's getting into, because if he gets into a group where he's the Zach, he might be protected for a little while, but he will always be the king of that group, and that's not a good spot to be in.
That's very I'm with you, man. Totally. It's tough to win from that spot, and especially if he's in a position of power to start. You know, Canada doesn't really like that unless you're Emmett, which, or I guess John too. So I guess.
And
we'll
there you
see.
Go, Jared.
John was never in power. This bitch was.
No, we played together.
Honey, you watch feed. Sit down.
Okay, Willow, closing thoughts on my boy Jared. The pipeline. Will Jared and his pipeline get all the way to victory?
Yeah, I think he has like a lot of great qualities. I think that I'm kind of worried, though, that he might get played. He, like Matt Carter was saying, like, he's, like, very sweet and polite, and he wants to be as honest as he can, and he's, like, kind of, like, wears his, like, heart on the sleeve, like, type of thing. I could see him falling, like, pretty hard for Kelsey or either way, and then that putting a target on his back, obviously. But I could also – could you see Ramsey kind of playing him? I kind of thought maybe
yeah.
Right? Like, because Ramsey's mm-hmm. there. He's there to, like, win. He's not there to, like, really make friends or anything. He's like, no, I'll do whatever it takes. Like, I want to win. And I feel like – I could see Jared being like, oh, Ramsey's my boy. He's like my best friend, and maybe getting like backstabbed. I could see maybe for once, you know, the pretty, you know, very charming, good looking, jacked boy getting, you know, the tables turning and getting backdoored or getting turned on. So I'm excited actually to see how the two of them play out.
All right, we'll see what happens with Jared. Netta, you've got two picks in a row. Now no one can take these away from you. So
yeah, leave me with all the fucking shit.
Now that she doesn't want anyone.
Anyways, before we start, can we just look at my cat? Because she's being really cute right now. Can you see her?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, so cute.
Did you guys see my cat?
I love how you guys are like, we don't give a shit.
Yeah, I love your cat. Know. My cat, like, jumped on the screen, but he left.
Yeah, Nala's got to be somewhere. Jason, do you have a cat?
We should all just have a cat.
No, I don't. I live in a basement. I'm trying to not sleep down here with a litter box. Sorry, Kat.
Sorry, Kat.
All right. So I'll pick Paige.
Great pick.
Great pick.
Yeah, because she comes across as like a really unassuming little girl. She's really young, so I don't think people are going to like target her or anything. But what impressed me about her is that she says she's not very good at like math or anything, but she's been practicing everything. Like she knows the, like she's been converting like minutes and seconds and everything. She knows those comps are going to come. So it's cool that she's been preparing. And she's been watching it since she was 10, I think she said, which is cool too. So I'll pick Paige.
I like the pick. Yeah. I'm a fan of the Paige pick. As Willow knows, Bobby Halad is a big fan of the Paige pick, right?
Of course, Bobby is.
Yeah. Bobby.
I was going to say, well, why is that?
Well, because we have a group chat, and Bobby was like, he's like, yeah, Team Paige right away. He was so happy.
But then he jumped to Kelsey like the next, didn't he? I can't keep up.
I love Bobby to death. Bobby's great.
We love Bobby.
Bobby's awesome. Shout out to Fun Bobby, although he hates women call him Fun Bobby. But yeah, Paige, what do you think about Paige, Jason? Because, you know, you're a super fan. You go in there. I mean, you're pretty young when you go in, but I mean, it's different when, you know, it's different when you're 19 and you're in there, right? I mean,
right. I think that's probably her only flaw that I really see. I think she could be sort of a good, like, dark horse pick where, oh my God, Paige is going to be at the end of this thing. But if this, your maturity is different, she could be a very mature 19. We're not necessarily seeing that sort of level yet. Cause I mean, even like Clay and Steve were the same age. Clay would get up and make us all breakfast and Steve would do whatever Steve does. So, you definitely have, it's not all about age. So it's really depending, but since she is so young, I am expecting her to probably naively get into a showmance. You know, if you're easily an institutionalized person, which I actually was, I was the easiest to institutionalize. I was like, this is my world now. But if she's easily institutionalized, she's just going to be like, well, there's only so many penises in here. I guess I got to pick one. And she's just going to get stuck with one of those boys. So I'm hoping she doesn't go that route. Although if she does, they are going to be a shield in front of her. And then Paige might fulfill sort of the Ashley position last year.
Yeah, I could see. But I mean,
hopefully with better gameplay than Ashley.
Well, I think Ashley, and I'm biased because Ashley is one of my close friends from the show. I think Ashley is criminally underrated, Jason.
She is underrated. She is. I don't know about criminally, but she is.
We'll do another podcast for another time, but too off topic, but I think Paige has that upside in her. I think if a few things go differently for Ashley, if Godfrey votes out Sarah, I think that Ashley is like, you know, a couple votes away from winning the game. A few things change. She wins. I think I could see the exact same thing happening for Paige. Willow, are you on the same page as me with that?
Yeah, absolutely. I could also see if Paige plays down like how well she knows the game, and she was saying like she's really like she's actually strong, like she traps fish and like she like, you know, she does like all these outdoors things.
Sorry, I'm totally interrupting, but she's a vet tech. People were saying the thing. She's a vet tech and she goes hunting. Like she hunts and kills animals.
It's like, what are you? It's like,
but does she actually like hunt and kill? Is that what she means?
She's like a,
maybe she hunts them to bring them to her vets because she got to make that money.
There you go.
Okay, there we go.
I don't know all of what Paige does in her things, but we'll have to find out.
We'll find out. It's a little vague. Yeah.
She could be a perfect final two. Someone you like if she can downplay it. And then again, it's all who you can kind of convince to give you that $100,000. So if she plays it up in this part of her strategy, everybody wants to take her to final two, I could see.
I think Canada will like her too. I think that's one thing she'll have going for her. She's the girl next door. She's young. She's cute. She's a fan of the show. So we'll see. She made up her own language, which I don't know how that'll go over, but I'm.
Wasn't that just pig Latin though? Yeah. Did you guys ever speak pig Latin when you were like 10? I'm like, bitch, you didn't make that up. I was saying that in like English class. And
I don't know.
What are you talking about?
Did pig Latin catch on in Canada? Cause I never did for me and my friends growing up.
I was foreign. I don't know these things.
Yeah, it's fun story. Netta didn't know what poinsettias were until like a few months ago. Isn't that crazy?
Wait, like everyone knows?
That's okay. They're like the ugliest flower.
Like, everyone knows what a poinsettia is? That's so random.
I feel like it is. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy. I don't know. It is a stupid flower, but there you go. Okay, Netta, you've got another pick.
I have no idea who to pick. Can someone in the chat help me? Like, I don't know.
Felipe, take two.
Okay, Netta, I'll help you, but I'll...
You're going to give me the lowest person on your list, you asshole.
Okay, here, actually, why don't
I'm trying to decide between two people.
Netta, here, let's make a trade. I'll trade you Jared and my next pick for Paige and your pick that you're just about to make.
Okay, so
pick the bottom of your list, girl.
So I get a pick next, and this person is mine. You get the pick after that, and then you get Jared, and I get Paige.
Okay,
so we're doing that. Okay, yeah, so thank you. So there we go. So there we go. Trade to announce. Right. Breaking news. So right. Paige has been traded to Team JP, which probably means she's 100% going to lose now. So sorry, Paige. And Jared is going to go to Team Netta. But I wanted to snag this person here just because I just have a really good feeling. I'm not 100% sure. This is probably going to like blow up in my face, but I just really want to have him on my team. And that is Tim. I want Tim Dormer on my team. I just believe in Tim. I think Tim has studied this game.
Vote Jason. Yeah.
So now I might get Jace. I might get Jace. But I think we'll see what
I'm
happens.
Rooting so hard for Jace now. All I'm gonna do is vote Jason.
Just because you picked him, now everybody vote Jason.
Yeah. I'm actually on the website right now voting for Jace. Like I'm like clicking. And Jace and Christine are going to fall in love, and it's going to be the best showman.
All right. Well, if you guys all want to screw me over, all 243 of you
Jace
in the chat,
and Christine.
Go to bigbrothercanada.ca and go vote for Jace and screw me
hashtag
over.
But
don't do that, though. Yeah, don't actually
Tim.
Do
Get
that.
Tim in the house. I want Tim on my team.
I want Jace and Christine to make, like, children. I love them. Yeah.
So she can swear on those babies too.
I think, oh my, Jace and Christine, that would be, actually, he would be the closest to her age.
Yeah, Jace Teen. Hashtag Jace Teen started.
There we go.
I'm their biggest fan.
Okay, so Tim, so I don't know. I mean, as soon as I hear Dr. Will associated with anything, I think that's a really good sign. I think that's really strong. I think that the fact that just what you guys have been saying, what I've seen from him, I think he studied this game from what I've heard. So I am a big Tim guy. Will it translate? I don't know. Jason, do you think that with the twist with Canada being involved, do you think that can help him a little bit get further?
I mean, it's going to help him get in, obviously, Canada picks. But you guys do a whole lot more fan-type voting stuff over there than we get into over here. So, I mean, he might be losing it a little bit with that unless he, like, becomes the main character. Because Canadians are going to, you know, just like Willow wants, you know, the people from whatever side of the country she's from to, you know... You're going to stand for whoever you're sort of represented by. And nobody in Canada is going to be represented by Tim, except the super weird, crazy fans like myself who are like, he's the best. So he's going to have probably a few bumps in the road. I can see if any of these people are much of a super fan as they say they are, not that watching the internationals is something that applies to that, but if any of them do know of Tim, it could go two of ways. You're either going to have the person become, you know, the end of their Tim's human centipede, or you're going to have someone who is wanting him out because they know it's Tim. So Tim is going to go one of two ways, either beautiful or tragedy, but it's going to be good to watch either way.
Yeah, let's hope it's beautiful. But I'm with you at this point, there's nobody who really screams winner. And the fact that he's just got that upside, I think that it's worth the risk at this point. Netta, right. Let's go to you since we made that trade. You
right.
have the pick now.
I'm actually happy with that trade. I'm good. I like Jared. Okay, chat, help me decide. It's between, should I pick Kelsey or Joel?
Okay, so Kelsey, so I'm going to go Kelsey, Joel,
oh,
you guys like favorite.
Wow.
Oh, that didn't really work. Oh, wow. Well, someone wrote LaVita.
you guys, Kelsey's really, you think Kelsey could win though? I feel like if Joel like gets a couple of weeks in and he can last, he'll like go to the end.
This is my thing about Joel. Let me just say this one thing. There's this trend in Big Brother, I feel like. Whatever happened in the previous season, people are the main thing they're afraid of. Like, in season 16, one main alliance controlled the whole thing. So when we came in, it wasn't about, like, get the floaters out. We were really trying to figure out how people were grouped up. Now, next year, you guys, you're going to have Joel walk in who looks like Steve's older brother, and people are going to say, oh, hell no, send him home. So I think that Joel being the generic token nerd is going to hurt him because of my
sense. I agree with that, but I'm just like, if he can get far, he has a more likelihood of winning rather than Kelsey. I don't know. Right.
But with Kelsey, like, here's the thing. If you get Kelsey, now that you have Jared, you basically, you're all in on the Jared Kelsey showman. But if it turns out, like, you know, season BB Can 2, you got it locked up, Netta, if they get all the way to the end, and then BB Can 1, you could have two of the final three.
I don't know. I just don't trust anything you guys say. Like,
this isn't Big Brother. This is a stupid draft on a podcast.
I'm all in on this draft. I want to win this draft. Like, I got fucking competitive. Okay.
Then it's like, I want all your pictures mine.
Okay, no, I'm going to go with Joel.
Joel. All right. So Joel is the pick. That is who I would have taken if I didn't go with Tim. I'm biased because of he shouted me out in his bio, so I got to give him some love to my boy Joel LaFave. But the fact that he shouted me out as someone he's like, probably terrible for his game. Yeah, that's never a good sign. You never want to say I'm like Jordan Parhar, because that probably means he's going to be annoying, he's going to get on people's nerves, and he's going to overthink this thing a lot. Even though he knows the game really well, he might really overthink things. So that's what really scares me about him.
I love him to death, though. I forgot he said that. That might have changed my opinion. But...
yeah, it's not good, though. It's not. The fact that he has the self-awareness to admit it might be good. But if he has qualities that I have, I mean, mind you, he's older than I am. But the fact that he's 33, there's a lot of young, young people on this cast. And already the fact that he's a dork and has glasses, I think that he's already somewhat of an outcast. But you add in the fact that, oh, he's older than everyone. When you look at those first weeks, I mean, it's different by season. I mean, at BB17, Jace just went out because Jace was Jace. But I mean,
he was so annoying. We were like, we decided 1 hour and like, he's annoying. He can go.
Rado, see you later. Go home. But like, you know, right. For Netta for BB Can 2 and for Willow and I BB Can 3, you know, the people who went home first, they just didn't really fit in right off the bat. And that was why they went home. So if Joel falls into that trap, that's the thing that scares me. But I see the logic with what Ned is doing there in terms of Kelsey, you know, not really having that winner upside. Do you think that
was who could last longer in the house? I would have picked Kelsey, but since we're going for winners, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. I hear you. Willow, what do you think Joel could win, Willow?
We don't know what twists are going to be thrown at, you know, everyone. He could, like, you know, yeah, if he gets to, like, final five, final four, he's a good candidate to bring, you know, to the final two. I think he's also going to be able to really hide when you have Tim and Nikki in the house. Like, I think people like him, like, they're just going to kind of forget about Joel, right? Unless he, like, if he's not, you know, trying to play up, you know, he's saying he's an expiring actor and stuff. And, yeah, like, obviously he says he's not that smart. He needs to show that, I guess, and kind of, like, you know, really, really, like I said, once we know that you're intelligent, like, it will come out. But once I see, like, I guess the real Joel, like, yeah, I could see him. He probably out of Kelsey and him. He could win before Kelsey for sure. He's got a long way to go. But, you know, I think he's got some tricks up his sleeve. He's a super fan, so he knows the game pretty well.
Yeah, that's definitely one thing he has going for him. And the fact that he's not surrounded by super fans, that I think should – I mean, maybe that's bad for him. I don't know, because he'll be just talking about the game, right, and he'll have no one to relate to. So we'll see with that. But I'm a huge Joel fan. He's got my full support. I hope he wins. And I've got nothing but love for him. I just am a little skeptical and scared for him. But we'll see what happens. Willow, you have the next pick, my friend.
Some of these chat people are outrageous. Jesus.
You were green up too, girl.
What did it say? Willow picked Veronica?
I think it was one of the L chatters.
What did they say?
Ignore the chat, Willow. It's okay. It's not a big deal. It's gone now.
Okay.
You're okay. Make your pick.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
It's all good. It's all good. Hold on. Time out. Wait, there is one important thing in the chat. It says, buy Work for Home by Fifth Harmony on iTunes. That's very important from the chat.
Please, all their stans attacked me today. I didn't know who they were. And, God, my mentions were lit by Fifth Harmony people yelling at me. Sorry, Fifth Harmonizers.
What did you – wait, hold on. Quick timeout. What did you say, Jason?
I was just like, is this the format for 2016? You just say work throw 3,000 times for a chorus? If so, I'm going to hit the studio and make a song. And they went on fire. But, you know, honey, he used to be on Team Minaj. I've been dragging people down the street on Twitter for years. So I was just like, you know what? I actually respect your fandom and how ratchet you go in and do it.
Oh, I love Jason.
Jason Roy.
Jason's actually the best.
He really is. Yeah. Oh, Reality Rally is going to be a good time, my friend. Okay.
It's gonna be so good. Okay. Are you guys all going?
Netta and I are going. Willow's not, unfortunately. Willow can't get on.
Yeah. I know.
Okay, Willow, your pick, please.
Who do we have left?
Let's see who we have left. Let's run through the draft here quickly. So first overall was Mitch. Netta took Mitch. I took Dallas. Willow took Sherry. Jason took Ramsey and Nikki. Willow took Cassandra. I took Jared, then later traded into Netta. Netta took Paige, traded her to me. I took Tim. And then Netta took Joel. And now, let's see. So we have
Lovita on the board, Christine, Felipe, Rawl, Maddie, and Kelsey.
Maddie and Kelsey. Oh, Rawl. Love me some Rawl.
I'm going to go. You know what? I'm going to show my fellow snowboarder BC gal some love. I'm going to go with Maddie.
Maddie. Okay. So here's Maddie.
Yeah.
She went to my sister's high school.
There we go.
Okay. So there we go. So we got the
my girl.
The 604 proper connection with Maddie there. I talked to a listener of Rob as a podcast about Maddie. He's actually friends with Maddie and was telling me about her. And he said she's kind of playing it up for the cameras a little bit. So
I think that.
So I think that I do like this pick. Jason, what did you say your initial thoughts on Maddie?
I mean, I definitely thought she was sort of seemed like a sassy character. I think that she also is young. She could be entertaining, but I don't necessarily know if she's built for a Big Brother type game. I looked at her and said, honey, you didn't call Real World first? You know, she just sort of seems like she's more for an aunt, not a competition-based type show. But it will be interesting to see how she does.
She does look like she would be on The Real World, right? Like with the...
She looks perfect for the real world, if they even still make that show. I know now they got like 16 house. Yeah, they like get everybody's exes and like stick them on Temptation Island and all this bullshit. But yeah, she seems more well cut out for something like that. But I'm hoping that she's actually going to surprise us because I actually like her personality.
She is a fan of the show, so I think that helps her. I don't think she's watched the feeds or anything, though. Netta, did you think about Maddie at all when you were struggling for a pick for Joel?
No, I agree. She's like probably playing it up for the cameras, but I just can't get past the comment of I don't get along with other girls.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. A lot of girls that said this year. I'm like, what's up with the anti-girls versus girls?
Like I said, girls already have such a tough time in there because guys are coming after you. Girls are always coming after you. Like, support each other.
It is true, though.
Girls always have a way tougher time.
Although, I said I wanted to make an all-girls alliance, and then I got in there and was like, I hate these chicks. I ain't working with them. So... It all is depending, too. Like, they can say they hate all girls, but the type of girls you like might be in there. Or you might realize that you don't hate girls like you do once you live with people for that long. Because she is young, too. I don't know what her living situation is like. If you've never really lived with other people, that's a whole separate game in itself of how to deal with living with that many people. So let's hope she doesn't go the catty route and, like, aim at the girls. But she probably is someone that if she got HOH, she's only going to nominate other girls.
Yeah, I think she's reminding me a lot of Danielle Alexander from season 1 of Big Brother Canada. It's a little bit of a deep cut reference, but...
That's my note. That was my note. I called her gluten-free Danielle.
This is why I had you on, Jason. Great minds.
Oh, my God. I want that notepad.
Although, I don't know. This is things might not be going boding well for you if you're having the same thoughts as me. That's like that. I don't know if that's
danger zone.
Yeah, I know. Well, we saw how that went for me, right? Future and flop.
Okay, Jason, you got two picks in a row, man. Who do you want to take first? And you, these are your last two picks, by the way, so think wisely.
Okay. Now, this one is probably going to surprise a lot of people. I'm going to take Lovita.
Good pick.
No, that's really
I don't necessarily see her as an, oh my God, you're definitely going to win, but especially with the people we're getting down to, she, again, is one that says she doesn't really like girls, a bit anti-girl, but I see her that she's emotionally intelligent, and sometimes that is enough to really be able to tell when people are lying and things like that. So I think Lovita might really surprise people with her social game. I don't really see her as a comp beast, but yeah, my pick's Lovita.
Okay. Lovita is an interesting one because she's somebody who she's talked a big game. She says in her interview, right. One of her interviews, she said she wants to play like Derek, which is very, she's very ambitious for saying that. But I think she does that emotional intelligence that you're talking about is, I think, something that really comes through in her videos. Netta, there's been a lot of people on, you know, online that I've been seeing saying that, you know, Lovita is similar to Neha, also known as Sleha from Big Brother Canada 3. What do you think about that comparison?
I don't really. Why are they saying that?
Just because I think she wants to go in, she's going to be kind of a little bit aggressive, I think, is what the thought is with Lovita there. But Neha was somebody who I think people said we didn't get to see a lot of. We didn't get to see the entire, you know, if she had more time, she could have had, they're on a similar trajectory, if that makes sense. So do you think that you seem to not be a fan of that comparison?
No, I just don't know. I can't really like read Lovita very well from her interviews. I can't tell what kind of player or personality she's going to be. I really can't tell.
Interesting. Willow, what do you think about Lovita?
Well, fun fact, actually, Lovita, her wonderful friend running her Twitter, I played baseball with her in my town of Lower Sackville, Nova Scotia.
What are the odds of that?
Small world.
Well, apparently high, because she lives in Nova Scotia.
It's a 100-people town, apparently.
Right. I'm learning a lot today.
Like, Lovita lives in Fort Mac, Alberta. So, like, I don't know how, like, our paths cross. But anyway, yeah, I think she's a very strong female. To be honest, I just picked Maddie because I think she's going to be a little more entertaining on the feeds now. I think that's what we're getting. But, like, Lovita, she knows the game. She's, a fan of the game. She's a very, very strong woman. Like, she's very intelligent. And I think she doesn't like to fail. And I think maybe – I think why they're doing the Neha Lovita type of thing is because it's a strong, dominant, older woman. Woman
business that, like, owner, yeah,
business owner, like, type, maybe that's why, and kind of like she wants to go in there and like she, you know, she's very like focused and driven, and maybe that's why. But I think all women are kind of like that, so I don't know why they're just doing that. But I think Lovita, it depends, you know, who she really gets involved with and if she's too aggressive, because I think she might be really strong off the bat just because she's so driven and because she wants it so bad, it might come off. And then that can be an easy target with her. But if she can get past like the first kind of maybe 3 weeks, 2-3 weeks, I think she has a really good shot. Again, it's who she, if her and Sherry like can, you know, it depends who she like mingles with and gets in with. But yeah, I think she's got a good shot too. Actually, I'm excited to watch her. I think I'm a fan of her for sure, just from her pre-bios.
Yeah, I'm a fan of Lovita too. I hope she does well. I'm just a little concerned about the, you know, she's a leader. She's a strong personality.
Yeah,
and right. I think if she can't get into that alliance, the majority alliance, the bros, I think that might not bode so well for her game. Jason, you've got another pick. It's your last one. Where do you want to go?
Oh, see, this is where I'm torn. I kind of want to pick someone that I didn't really like. They're actually towards almost the very bottom of my list. But I think you know what? We're down to people I don't like at this point, but I'm going to go for the 2-for-1 and I'm going to pick Felipe and his Philip brother or whatever.
Felipe.
Felipe. I called him the most generic douchebag ever, just because it's a 2-for-1, because I don't think either of them have a damn chance, but we're down to all people who ain't got a friggin' chance. So I'm taking him simply because it's a 2-for-1. He is the exact type of person that I would never want to be in an alliance with, but look how my alliance turned out. So clearly he might have something working for him that we don't know about. So mainly, clearly, just for the rumors of a twist, I'm going to pick Felipe. And so I can call him Felipe all season and be like, don't correct me. I can rebrand him if I want to.
Felipe it is.
We're making shirts.
I like the Felipe pick. And yes, yeah, so the rumors that Jason is referring to, Willow, could you explain that a little bit?
Just what I've read, and this is just me
we
being
don't know,
a fan.
Yeah, we don't know.
Yeah, this is a
fact. We
just because we played or we have this is me being like on hamster watch and reading everything in the blogs because I'm a crazy fan. Felipe or Philip's brother.
Yep.
Phil. Okay, we'll go with Phil. His younger brother Nicholas is playing the game with him, and both of them didn't know, and he entered the game like a little later than the cast. But they're playing as one person. So HOH, like they'll swap in and out on competitions. And if one's nominated, they're technically both nominated. And if one's evicted, they're both gone. So they are playing together.
So Netta, how do you think this is going to work out? And who do you think would have a better chance at winning as like a pair of people in the house? Felipe and his brother Nicholas or Ginger Ninja and Arlie as a pair?
Ginger Ninja and Arlie, because at least you have Arlie there to control the Ginger Ninja, you know? Like, Felipe has another Felipe.
I agree. I just think that would be amazing. That should have been the twist. It should have been Arlie and Greg, or like, Dawn as one guy. I think that would have been so great.
Arlie might want to, like, jump off a bridge, though, being playing with Greg. I don't know. I don't think he can handle that.
Oh, I think it would be amazing. Okay, how many weeks do you think these guys are going to last? Like, I personally, I think they're first out or second out. What do you think, Netta?
I say pre-jury. I don't think first or second, though. I think maybe like third week. That's okay. Very specific. But
okay. Three. All right. Week three. So there we go. Okay. So interesting. Yeah. It's, I don't know about these two. I just think that Phil himself, like his bio was weird. Like he was like, yeah, I'm charming. I'm charming,
terrible.
But I need to have
terrible.
A showmance only on day 42, and I'm scared.
Yeah, that's
of girls.
So funny.
And it was just like, wait, what day 42? Like, why?
How did
day
he decide
42?
That? How did he decide day 42? Not
because that's not even,
not
and that's
43.
Not even. It's 42, and it's like okay, like it's not even exactly halfway into the game.
Like, how
it's
did you right. decide day 42?
It's so random. Like, I was evicted day 43 when I read that. I was just like, oh, okay, so what? Like, why 42? Like,
yeah,
I don't
right? I mean, it's just very, very odd. I just didn't...
His interviews aren't making too much sense. So I don't know if you guys read, I think it was on Matters, they were asking him how well he knows the show. And if you read it, it's like, yeah, like I just started to get involved this year, but I've watched the past years. He's like, well, I've seen a few episodes. Like he keeps like, it's not even like making sense at
it,
all.
It like, sounds kind of like, it kind of, and again, this keeps coming up, but it sounds kind of like how Greg described his big brother knowledge to us was he said, he's like, yeah, bro, like, I didn't really watch it, but then when I knew I was going to get on, I like binged a bunch of seasons. Now I'm a huge fan, man. And like, that's what I think it was the same with Phil. I think that he probably figured he's like, oh, I'm going to apply for this. I should probably do my homework.
Right. It's very
yeah,
Becky.
Exactly. Very Becky.
Yeah. They go and they do their homework.
Yeah.
Right before.
Phil was on Tinder and someone found him. And then we're watching some episodes. He got on the show and there we go. Now his bro's in with him.
I still can't get over that whole Tinder thing. That's nuts. Like, that's actually, I
think it's amazing. I love that. I think
so
that's
were
so
they,
cool.
Were the casting people like on Tinder looking for people or were they like Tindering it
apparently,
up and then they found Becky?
According to Becky, about how Becky says it, is that they came specifically to Denver looking for a girl that was athletic. They like almost trying to dig up Rachel from season 6 out of the grave.
Why would anyone want to dig up Rachel?
And they found Becky.
Rachel Plechner, come on. No, there's no love for Rachel. Crickets. All right.
Honey, we can tell some stories about
okay,
her when this
okay.
comes
oh,
on.
I like this.
Right. I'm excited.
I'm having the best time ever.
This is great. I do love.
But I want to hear some like U.S. like
the inside goss.
Yeah, we'll wait until we're not recording or something like that. But yeah. Anyway, okay. So I totally lost my train of thought. Oh, we were talking about Felipe. Yes. So
that's enough of Felipe. Let's move on.
Let's move on. I agree. Okay. So Felipe is done. Willow. All right. You have your last pick. You have three people to choose from. It's between Christine, the housekeeper. Who else do we have here?
Raul and Kelsey.
Yeah, I think it's pretty clear who the pick is here, but we'll see. Maybe we're not on the same page.
You know what? I think it's very, very clear. I think everybody watching too knows exactly that who out of the three who is really going to shine. And obviously, I'm going to just pick the obvious one, guys. Sorry, but I'm going with Raul.
Raul, you're going Raul.
Good for you. Good for you. I like Raul.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. So Raul. All right. So why the or Raul? We don't know yet. Jason says it's Raul.
Well, I am terrible. My Hooked on Phonics is a mess.
My Hooked on Phonics. Okay. So Raul / Raul has never seen the show, but. Or he has seen the show, but
and his dad didn't like it.
His dad didn't like it. He said he's not a super fan, but he loves Kenny because he's attractive. I thought Raul was very
to love someone.
Yeah. I think that's a great reason to love Kenny.
And Kenny, and little does he know, Kenny is like the greatest human ever.
Literally.
Really is. But Raul just seemed very endearing to me. I don't know if he's going to have a lot of strategy. Netta, what do you think about Raul?
Like, I'm not just making the comparison because of anything else, but he reminds me a lot of Gary. Like, I think Canada's going to love him because he's going to be really fun, really outgoing, really, like, outrageous. I can see him having, like, little temper tantrums over slop and stuff. I think he's going to be, like, a really, really entertaining person to watch. Strategy, I don't think it's going to be there, but he'll be a fun person to watch. He's one of those people I'm excited to, like, hang out with after the show.
Right.
Yeah, he'll be a fun guy. Niagara. Yeah. Oh man, that's gonna be fun. I can't wait for that. Yeah, he seems like a likable guy. I think he's gonna be a lot of fun in the house.
And he likes tacos.
I feel like that's all we learned from his videos. Is like, I like tacos. I like tacos. I'm like, so I like enchiladas. Sit the fuck down.
now, Jason, I did hear you on the Shield show. You said, or I don't know, was it on the Shield show? I heard you somewhere saying you don't like the gay guys on seasons for whatever reason. So, did you like Raul or did you not like Raul?
I like Mitchell more than Raul. I had to put all my eggs in a gay basket, I would definitely go for Mitchell's gay basket or even Sherry's gay basket. But I would say he's probably more on the end of the ones that I sort of find annoying. But I mean, I am a cliche annoying gay house guest as well. So it's one of those things where for every gay house guest that I've hated, they hate me too. I guess we're just a big catty bunch. I don't know. But he's definitely not necessarily one of my favorites. But then when you think about Big Brother history and the type of gays we've had, like as long as he doesn't go the route of like Josh season 9 and Joe from season 8, then he's good in my books.
Oh man, Josh from Big Brother 9.
He was like the worst person ever born.
I need to rewatch Big Brother 9. Yeah. I really do.
I didn't.
Was Joe Barber that bad?
No one needs to rewatch Big Brother 9. Like,
you can watch it for like the first week because Parker is fun as hell. But once Parker goes, you ain't got no reason to watch.
Poor Parker. Poor Parker. Okay. Let's start.
Geriatric ass.
Okay. All right. Let's
say 14.
Oh man. Yeah. This to the chat is loving this. All right. Two people left. Now Netta, I know.
Don't get me started on the F name, y'all. Let that go. He gets in too much trouble for that. Let that go.
Okay. Netta was thinking between Kelsey and Joel last time.
So go ahead. Steal my person again.
Do I be nice? Is that the question? Do I do that? At this point, I really don't think it matters between Kelsey and Christine.
Be nice.
People in the chat are saying, don't be nice.
Don't listen to the chat.
Yeah. Hashtag Jay Steen. Like, how could you not want that love affair to happen?
Just I know, right? Yeah. Garrett and Kelsey together. Come on. It's like a love story.
Okay. It is like a love story. But you know what? They're going to have to live on different teams, Netta. I'm sorry. I'm going to take Kelsey.
Whatever. I can't help it. Christine's going to win this thing. You guys just watch. Just watch.
She's throwing all her babies down the river.
So Kelsey, I like Kelsey because she's just genuinely very nice. I think that is something that's really going for her. She seems very down to earth. I think she's going to get along with a lot of people. And with her association with Jared, I think that's going to help her in the game. So I lost out on Jared, but I do get Kelsey. So that's what I'm feeling there. Game-wise, don't really know if she's got a lot going on for her. But, you know, at this point, I had to go with her. And I do think Christine is going to be the first one out. Netta, are you on the same page with that?
Yeah, screw you. So now I'm hoping that Jared and Paige get into a showmance instead. Sorry, Kelsey. I'm rooting
I have Paige, so I don't mind.
Damn it. But,
yeah, sorry.
Christine and Jared.
Okay, so yeah, Christine, tell me about Christine. Like, I feel like I have some loyalty to Christine because, you know, she's from, you know, in Canada, we're all about the regional pride. We love the, you know, she's a BC person. So I feel like I got to support Christine. But I think just looking at it, she's 47. And Paige is 19. There's a lot of these young people. It's hard enough to relate. I mean, we all went in, you know, when we were at an age like where we fit in with most of the house, but like we played with people that were older-ish, right? Who kind of, I mean, that's a thing. They struggle.
Not yet.
I guess not your year. But I guess, like, you know, Netta, Paul. Paul, I think, although part of it was just Paul being...
How old was Paul?
Well, Paul was in his 40s. 42, wow. I think. 42, I think, when Paul went in. Somebody just 74. Said 74. Here's the thing. Pop and Paul could have been like 23, and I still think that the same thing would have happened.
Yeah.
You know, with Risha, I think Risha, I mean, you know, she was the age thing. I think that was a huge thing. I think that she was older than most of us, and because of that, she got singled out. So...
Yeah, that's actually super unfortunate that's like the case, that it is age is a huge factor. It sucks.
But it is.
But like, well, I mean, if it was more, it's in certain places anyways. Like, I mean, Derek obviously is an example of like, but he played it like he was like a cool kid. He was hanging out with the young people. So like,
the Duke and the glasses. Yeah, that, right.
So they need to readjust their strategies if you're a little bit older. But I like the fact that she says she'll swear on her kids' lives. I respect that. I love that. I think the shadier you are in that house, the more I love you. So, no, Team Christine. Christine and Jared for the win.
Jason, did you see any similarities to Lori from Big Brother 3 and Christine?
You know what? That's not a bad person to pull up to really compare her to. But like Risha had no chance because she's a different type of older person. She's not a mothering type. Right. I don't know. Christine says she has kids. Obviously, she's swearing on them. And we do have like 19-year-old girls. I don't know how young the youngest person was on BB Can 3.
No, but... she is the youngest ever, Paige. And actually, okay. Ashley was 21, the youngest.
How old was Danielle?
Even 21. 21, you're a little bit more self-sufficient. A 19-year-old girl might be looking for a mother figure, and Christine might easily become sort of someone who is going to fall into the mother figure and people won't necessarily target immediately. I mean, she's clearly not going to have an easy road if she's headed to the end. But I think that people saying Christine's going to be the first one out, I think we're sleeping. I think that she is more friendly than that people are going to say, we can't do it just because how old she is. But with Risha, it was how old she is and she takes her tits out. So you had like the little bit of differentness. I think that Christine is actually going to be a better player than anyone can probably think she's going to be. She ain't going to be Derek, but she might be pretty good.
Okay, interesting. Which Danielle were you saying, Netta?
Danielle from season one. How old was she? 21.
I think she was 20.
20. Was it?
I know Anil was 21 too, and he lied and said he was 19. So Paige is actually the youngest, eh? Right.
She's the youngest of all time. Yes.
And, why? And can you guys drink? At
19. Yep.
Oh, 19. Oh, okay. I'm like, wait, they cast someone that can't drink?
No, no, she can drink. In some places in Canada, you can be 18 as well to drink. But yeah, we don't need to get into those.
I think logistics. Big Red Canada, you got to be 19 to you get. Do. You got yeah, to you 19 do. To apply. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah. So, youngest player of all time, Paige, and actually oldest player of all time, in Christine. So it'll be interesting to see if they maybe team up, or if you know, because that, yeah, if that motherly thing happens, that could be an interesting thing. Okay. Well, you know what, guys? Thank you so much for joining me. This has been so much fun. I really appreciate you guys being so generous with your time with me today. Let's go around the horn, get some final thoughts on this thing. Willow, I'll start with you.
Just coming back on the Christine pick, I really, really think that, yeah, like Jason said, we're sleeping. Like, I think that there's bigger targets and bigger things going on that they're just going to like look at her and be like, well, we need to get her out because she's like 47. I think she should go in there and maybe downplay her age, even if she brings it down to say like 40, 41. So she's closer in age, like depending, you know, if Jace gets in or if, you know, what's his name? Joel is 33, just so she's not so far off. My mom is actually the same age as Christine, which is kind of funny, but
your mom is only 47.
Yeah. 48 now, just turned 48. So
wow, your mom is so young.
Yeah. Shout out to my mom. But
hello, our parents are the same age, even though you're turning 28 this year.
Yes, I am. Yeah.
Yeah. That's interesting. All right. Anyway,
my mom started early. Shout out to my mom. But no, Christine, I think like, and she's a fan of the show and she wants to, I think she was like saying in her interview, she like wants to kiss face. And I think she knows like she's going to clean up after these house guests and like kind of, yeah, just lay low and obviously like listen to them and like be there. And I think she seems like a really strong female. And I think like, yeah, like people are just thinking, well, again, somebody I want to bring to final two. And I think she's going to be a lot stronger than people are giving her credit for. I think Christine's going to rock it. I'm hoping she does. I hope that like she, because I think people are underestimating her. And I think she's going to be, I think she'll be fun too. Cause she said she wants to yell. And I think she might be messy at times and she might be like kind of all over the place, but I'm excited for Christine. And like I said, she wants to kiss guys and girls. I'm like, yeah, I want her to grab Felipe, pin him down and see how manly Felipe is. So I'm Team Christine.
But hold on, only on day 42. On
day 42.
Right. And then like, maybe, I don't know. And then see if like, yeah, bring like Kelsey or Paige in too for some fun. You know, I think Christine's going to be so much fun.
All right. Okay. Final thoughts on the whole thing, Willow.
Great. I can't wait for the season. I'm so excited. Cherry is definitely winning it. Dallas, my boy, bring it home though. He's going to throw a huge party back home, he said, for $15,000. So I can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Big money.
Yeah.
Really?
Forget like buying stocks and bonds. Let's just have a party. Super sweet 16. Like, what the
fuck? Can he just donate that money to me? I'm a charity. Like, give that to me. Don't spend it on a party. I've got student loans here.
Yeah, Netta can. Well, Netta, Willow, and I, the three of us together, because we all live close to each other, we should all like sit down one day, come up with a strategy of like how we can like a plan of like convincing Dallas to donate his money to us, like our charity.
No, let's just plan his party for him. Done. And then just like, y'all can come stay at my house in a different country. And we can.
I honestly, by the time he gets out, we've already got all his like things planned out.
Yeah. Let's straight scheme
honestly,
on
him. I'm going to reach out to his family. They'll probably have me over for some like turkey dinner or something. I'll like, you know, we'll get in there. I have like already names for Dallas, like Dodge in the Block Dallas, Daddy Dallas.
Daddy Dallas.
Well,
I think some of those people, you know, some of those people on Instagram who like are like, yes, queen, slay, yes, whatever. Yes, and yes. Jason, I'm sure you get those all the time.
Mom,
yeah, mom, dad. Like, it's Daddy Dallas is now going to become, it's going to become a thing for
that
sure.
That like grosses me out. Like, Daddy.
Yeah, it is a little odd. Yeah. I don't know if his girlfriend's going to be too stoked about that.
Oh, yeah.
Dodge is a block. Dallas is good. Dodge is a block.
There you
Dallas.
Go.
She's like, I take back the daddy thing. Miranda
in the chat was saying these people won't know damn Daniel. Cause yeah, that would have been like, that's damn good. Dallas. That would have been
good.
Right.
Yeah.
Be good.
Coming at it with the sick vents. Okay. All right. Jason, final thoughts on our draft here.
Final thoughts. I'm excited. for the season to begin. I am excited about a lot of these people. I mean, I feel like it's been forever since I've actually been able to watch a Big Brother, because I came home and was like, I'm not watching Feeding. I hate all these people. I don't want to see any more of them for the summer. So I'm excited to get back to like my Big Brother fan core, because I pretty much spent the last year like playing and waiting for Big Brother to come back around. So I'm just very excited about it. I think I got some great picks. So hopefully I'll be whooping your asses in this draft.
Yeah, better get those pictures ready, Jason, that you want us to use on our avatars. Or maybe, I don't know. I guess.
Oh, I'm going to get some real foul-looking pictures. Jeez.
Okay. Netta, you're up.
I think this is the first season I'm excited to watch as a fan again. Because last year's Big Brother Canada, I watched it again as like a kind of house guest. But Nikki and Tim are on this. Like, I can't. I'm just so of the people that get to live with them. I'm so jealous. Even though if I was in that house with them, I'd be like completely overshadowed by them. I would get like no airtime at all. Like, I'd be so boring compared to those people. So I'm just excited to watch live feeds, because I think this is going to be the best live feeds ever.
It's going to be
nuts. Mitch for the win.
Mitch for the win. Okay, so quickly, we'll go through the draft again, or the teams. So here we go. Team Netta is Mitch, Jared, Joel, and Christine. So that's Team Netta. Team Willow is Sherry, Cassandra, Maddie, and I'm missing one.
Raul,
your boy, Raul. Okay, so that's Team Willow. Team Jason is Ramsey, Nikki Graham. Now my thing auto-corrected LaVita into Loretta, but it is LaVita. Okay, so
whatever, we can rebrand her too. Loretta and Felipe. Loretta
and Felipe. And then yes, his last pick was Felipe / Philip or Phil or whatever this other brother thing is. Who knows what the deal is with that? My picks are and I've already forgotten. Dallas is who I had. I also had Paige. I traded for Tim as well, and I got Kelsey on my team. So I really do have Willow. I have Bobby's favorites all on my team. So I think I'll call Bobby and ask him if he wants to just like come in as a part of this draft, and we'll see if he'll do the punishment as well when we lose inevitably. Okay. So guys, I did say that we're going to do something for the props after this. Whoever had the most props gets a prize. So, Jason, if we look at it, has the most props, and he has 43,000. I have, 16,000. So I'm in last. So, I don't know if there's really any punishment that I can do. I guess Reality Rally, I'll let you do. We'll figure something out. I'll buy you a drink. I'll buy you a drink or something.
Yeah. Oh, that's fine.
There we go. Done. So I will buy Jason a drink at Reality Rally, and I'll put it on my Snapchat. So if you guys want to check that out, there you go. That'll be Jason's reward for getting the most props. And we'll see how this draft goes. I'm really excited to see who wins this thing. I like to do a hashtag at the end of this thing for people to tweet at us after the show to let us know what they thought about the episode. Was there anything we talked about that comes to mind? People in the chat, if you guys want to help us out with hashtag ideas. I'm trying to think. I guess like Felipe came up a lot.
Daddy Dallas.
Daddy Dallas. Yeah, Daddy Dallas.
Yes. Yes.
My boy.
Daddy Dallas is the hashtag. Yes.
Okay. Okay. So hashtag. Well done, Ned. Okay. So hashtag Daddy Dallas. After this is over, and leave a comment on robiswebsite.com. Let us know what you thought about this show. Follow us all on Twitter. Netta is at Netta_Kalantar. Jason is at the J Roy. Willow is at Low_Faith. And I am at Jordan Parhar. Okay, so give us a follow. Tweet us using the hashtag. Let us know what you thought. All right, guys. Thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it. Until next time, we'll be doing something probably after the premiere of Big Brother Canada 4 on Wednesday night, March 2nd. But keep it locked to my Twitter just to make sure so I can let you guys know for certain once we figure that out. Okay. For Willow McDonald, Netta Kalantar, and Jason Roy, I'm Jordan Parhar. Hashtag Daddy Dallas. We'll talk to you soon. Take care. Reality TV, we're happy hour.